Good afternoon. This is Lavarne Williams. I am convening the meeting for the National Finance Committee for the Pacifica Foundation. The time is about 5:25 p.m., and this is the National Finance Committee, and we would like to come to order. And first, we'll start with a roll call. And our secretary, Casey McFall, currently will not be able to make the meeting today. So I'll start with roll call, and after then I will ask for an acting secretary for the meeting today. So roll call, I'll start. Ambrose Lane, not available. Jane Gatewood.
Present.
Baruti Bidiako, who said that he will be on at 8:30. Patty Heffley.
Here.
Sandra Rawline. I'll be back. Dave Adelson.
Here.
Casey McFall. Brian Edwards Teekert. He said he should be on soon. He's working on a story. Lavarne Williams present. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Greg Guma.
Here.
Thank you. And Greg is sitting in as the ET. So what we'd like to do initially is to find someone who will be the acting secretary for today. So, do we have any volunteers?
Yes, I volunteer, Jane.
I can't. I'm driving.
Difficult to ride and drive. Okay. Let's see. Who else is on the list? We have Dave. We have Patty. We have Sandra.
Patty's in the dark room, and Sandra's in between three meetings. So,
oh, wow.
If that leaves me, I'll do it.
Thank you, Dave. So Dave will be the acting secretary. Thank you very much. And I sent out an agenda. I was trying to pull something together earlier, of course, but I just sent out a basically kind of a, what we had done last time with a few changes on that. So I will go over what the agenda is, and then if there are any changes to the agenda, I would like to to suggest those. Okay. Of course, first was roll call and approval of agenda. Second is the results of the election of chair and secretary. The numbering here is a little off. The third is scheduling of next meeting. Fourth is approval of minutes. And we had three sets of minutes, but Jane sent out the last set of minutes from February the 16th. Did everyone get a copy of that?
This is Sandra in Houston, and no, I did not. Also, too, I'm here at the station at KPFT, and Sandy Weinman, who also is a member of this committee, just wanted me to let everybody know that he would join in as soon as the MSRC meeting is over, which I don't know when that will be.
Right. Great. Okay. Well, again,
Sandra, do you know how to access the file section of the Yahoo group?
Yes, I do.
They're posted there. Under Minutes, there's a folder called Minutes.
Okay.
So they should be in there.
I don't have access to a computer right now where I'm sitting, but I can do it from my home when I get there.
Okay, so I'll just
I'm going to put everybody. I'm going to go back on mute.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
thanks.
We'll finish going through the agenda, and then we can suggestions in terms of changing the agenda or in terms of approving the minutes, moving it to the next meeting. Okay. Five is status. We wanted to go over the status of the motions we had submitted, and we gave. A brief update from the last meeting. Just wanted to go over those again. We have the budget calendar status that has been sent out, and Lonnie can give us an update because I see there's some actions taken today. And then we'll have our CFO report. And then at the end, I'd really like to talk about what we think our committee goals should be for this year and a timeline on what those goals are, and also how they also enter interrelate with the other major projects that impact not only finance, but everything basically impacts finance. So if we can talk about that, that would be really great. Okay, so are there any changes to the agenda?
I'd like to add an item that we need to be apprised of potential contract issue that is appropriate for executive session. So I'd like to add an item in executive session for the NFC to receive a report regarding a potential contract.
Okay. So are there any objections to that?
Is that with the executive session?
Yes.
At the end of the session?
Session.
It regards a legal action.
Oh, I see. Well, Dave, do you have an agenda then? Is that the item?
Yeah, that's the item.
Is there an objection?
Oh, no.
Okay, so then for, I'll renumber these. So for item number 9, it would be executive session to discuss a legal contract that's impending.
A quick question there.
Yeah.
Is this pursuant to that notification policy? So will we have a discussion or will we do notification? How would it go?
The contracts policy says we're notified of potential contracts that would exceed a given amount. So it's notification, but in the course of being notified, there's no prohibition, I don't think, against our discussing the matter or any motions that might come from it, recommendations to the board or anything like that.
Okay.
Including if, you know, we needed to recommend budget adjustments or any of the rest of that.
Yeah, I know we hate to bring it. It is an important item, but you would hate to. Either has to come at the beginning or the end. So you're thinking it's better to come at the end?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, because there will be other members who are coming on
okay.
as we proceed through the meeting.
Okay.
Okay. So that would be item number 9. So are there any other changes to the agenda? Well, on number 4, since I reschedule here, approval of minutes. Does everyone feel that they're in the position to approve these minutes, or should we move to move the approval to the next meeting? Well, I'll move that we move the approval of the minutes until the next meeting.
Okay.
Are there objections? Well, let's move. And then, are there any other changes to the agenda? Okay, very good. So, well, next is the results of the election of chair and secretary. So if we could have our acting secretary, Jane Gatewood, if you could report to us.
Okay, I received 4 ballots, total of 4 ballots, and I took them to the offices of Fairvote here in Tacoma Park, and 2 witnesses, ballots in front of, actually 3 witnesses, 2 the staff there and somebody else that was there from the station. And there were, LaVarne Williams received 3 first place votes. There was 1 write-in vote for Rudy Bediaco, but LaVarne Williams was declared the winner. And there were 4 first place votes for McFaul as chair, so she was declared winner for the secretary position, So LaVarne Williams is chair and Casey McFaul is secretary.
Okay, thank you for that report, and I will certainly try to do the best that I can do for the foundation for this term, and I certainly appreciate your support on this, and perhaps in the future we'll have to impress upon people get the balance, get balance in. But that's very good. Thank you very much. And thank you for getting the minutes for us. And the next is the scheduling of the next meeting. So the next meeting, we normally meet, the PNB meeting starts on, well, what day does it start? The 23rd or the 24th? The PNB meeting will be in Los Angeles. sponsored, hosted by KPFK, and that's on March the 24th through the 26th. So, and today is the 9th. So in terms of the next meeting of the Finance Committee, we received the results for January, but I had a chance to look at them, but I don't know if everyone will have had a really chance to look at them to the extent that perhaps there are additional questions. So my question is, do we want to get in another meeting before the 24th, or do you think that we can actually, the idea that we talked about is perhaps having a finance meeting during the PNB meeting? So those are just ideas that I had thought about, and I spoke some with Dave about these, about the next meeting. So what are your thoughts on this?
Merci.
Please.
Two things. Yeah, the meeting schedule is so packed. I mean, it's really packed tight. We have ourselves going from about 9 in the morning till about 9 at night on both Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday from about 9 in the morning till up 3 in the afternoon. On Thursday evening, there is a training on single transferable voting that's going to be held by a group here. We could do something, if members can be here on time on Thursday, we could convene, although I personally have another engagement, so I couldn't make it. But I think Thursday evening would be the only time to do it. As for meeting before then, I guess the big question is, do we have any budget adjustments that we need to propose to the PMB? We have a thing that says we'll do quarterly budget adjustments, and I guess I would think if we do have such budget adjustments that we need to talk about, we might need to meet again. Otherwise, I don't know that we need to meet again before the meeting. Oh, and lastly, another possibility is that we could have a meeting of the committee after the PMB meeting, although obviously there wouldn't be anything coming out of it for that meeting.
But you say after?
Like on Sunday evening, because we'll all be really feeling terrible about having to stop meeting.
Okay, anyone else have any thoughts about this?
Hey, this is Sandra. I'm sorry, my cell phone died, and so I am now joining the call from the KPFD phone in the lobby.
Okay.
And I also joined the call. This is Baruti. I'm staying on as long as I can. Our meeting is still going on. Thank you.
Okay, great. Good to hear you. Okay, so what we're discussing is the next meeting, and Dave has suggested that, well, I sort of talked about having a finance committee meeting sometime during the PNB, and Dave had suggested that we're they've scheduled a meeting on the 23rd to go over STV voting. So Dave had suggested perhaps a time on Thursday evening to do a finance committee meeting. So, and particularly if there are any budget adjustments for the foundation, and also as we go through the results, there's Liney also has a forecast, so it's the forecast plus the plus budget adjustments. So
this is Jane.
Mm-hmm. Please.
I wonder, are there two things? I wonder, first of all, are there any thoughts for budget adjustments in terms of PFW? I'm not aware of any. I hope to meet with our finance committee next week. But at this point, I'm not aware of any from us, and I wonder about other stations. And then the second thing is I think it's probably crowding it too much to try to do it in the, you know, right before the PMB meeting. I think that would be too much of a stretch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, in terms of Thursday night would be, Thursday evening would be?
I mean, I won't be there. Baruti won't be there, so I don't know if you were going to have a group of people and then us call in to, you know, I don't know what kind of a meeting you were talking about having there in Los Angeles.
Right. Well, yeah, the thought process that I thought, since we still have not resolved and the issue of having a finance committee where we would bring in the treasurers, that if the proposal was for Thursday evening, that would be a meeting where we would have to have a room so we could do a conference call with the treasurers who are not there in Los Angeles for the meeting.
So does anybody have any budget adjustments?
Lonnie, I guess, can go over that. I would think that perhaps KPFA may have a budget adjustment.
They probably does. And we
Which,
might...
Who does?
KPFA.
APFK?
K does?
Well, there's some that people have been talking about, yeah.
Okay.
And, well, my suggestion is two things. One, if we could have a conference call a week from today, Thursday,
mm-hmm.
we would accomplish two things. We could use up, you know, this is a long agenda. Maybe we would, you know, break this agenda up into the two parts.
Mm-hmm.
Save some time tonight. And then by next week, the question of budget adjustments would be clarified, and I would have something to you before that meeting, like, say, Tuesday or Wednesday. But I think that would come clear. You will have them or we don't have them. So I guess, and I agree that trying to do it at the board meeting is always difficult. So if we could do a budget, if we could do a call a week from today, if that works for folks, we could, you know, get our review, have more time to review these financials plus any parts of this agenda that we missed.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Quick point of privilege here. Brian Edwards Teekert, I just want my presence noted. I have to run into the production studio, but I'll be back in a few minutes.
Thanks, Brian.
And next Thursday does work for me.
Just a second. Okay, so it's been moved that we would have the next meeting would be the 16th. Now, what's the time? Do we want to do, I think we said 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, so should we try the 8:30 next 16th of March?
5:30?
Yeah.
That's fine with me, and we would, because even tonight I'm pressed for time trying to get some February numbers, so it would be nice if we could do it in two bites rather than try to do it all tonight.
Okay.
5:30.
Are there any objections to 5:30 next Thursday, the 16th?
8:30 Eastern.
Yes. And that way, if there, I don't hear any objections. Dave, are you on your computer?
Yep.
Can you go in and set the time for me
for
us, please?
Hold on. Wait, Greg just reminded me that there is a corporate council meeting set for that date. Same time.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Well, that is a conference.
Oh, there is?
Apparently there is.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
It's not on the calendar.
Apologies, it should be.
And question, how long do you think the meeting will last?
How long a corporate council meeting? Two hours?
2 hours?
Yeah, Greg's saying 2 hours.
Okay, can I ask, is this the corporate council, the interviews? Is this for interviewing for a corporate council,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Is it possible to meet earlier? You start up at 5, Greg?
I don't know. I'd have to get to all the committee members in order to see that.
Yeah. Oh, could we start earlier?
I can't say.
I think it'd be a problem for us to meet earlier. We had this conversation last week, and it was a problem for Brian. And
I'll work out the conflict with Greg. I may have to miss part of the corporate council meeting and stay with finance.
Yeah.
Well, I think that a couple of us are also on the corporate council committee in terms of interviewing for corporate council. So that would definitely be a conflict for me also.
Well, Wednesday then.
Wednesday for which one?
Finance, maybe Wednesday of next week.
That's we're into our time. I mean, then we'd have to consider not fulfilling the time frame. That's like 6 days versus seven.
Could adjourn this meeting until then and do it.
Okay.
Yeah, we could.
That would be a consideration. So can everyone look at their schedule for the 15th? Do you see anything on the 15th? Any other meetings?
This is Patty. I won't be able to make it, but that's just me. Don't worry about me.
Hi, this is Sandra.
Yeah.
KPFT Houston is having yet another carryover board meeting on the 15th of March.
Okay, so we
can we do it Friday?
That's St. Pat's Day, and people who are Irish celebrate day.
And those that aren't.
Right.
I'll be drinking beer dyed green.
That's my line.
That's the color of money.
Would Monday of the following week be too close to the PMB meeting?
could do Monday.
Monday,
the 20th? Monday, the 20th.
I'm good with Monday the 20th.
So am I.
I'm good.
Okay.
Who proposed that, Sandra?
Jane.
Okay.
Okay, Monday the 20th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time and 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Okay.
That would make it 7:30 Houston time, and it's
yes.
The first day of spring, Monday the 20th.
Yes, it is, the vernal equinox.
Dear birds.
Okay, Sandra's going to go on mute again because I think we're voting on something in the other room.
Okay, thanks, Sandra. Okay, so then the meeting is set then for. Okay, so it's set for the 20th of March, the Monday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern. Okay, great. And the next was we wanted to. Or is there any discussion? Anyone have any discussion on this? Okay. The next item we wanted to, I just kind of wanted to go over, Jane had sent out the minutes, but since we don't have those, why don't we just kind of go over, want to try to have some continuity from meeting to meeting. So the reason to put these on here again is just to kind of like talk about what, you know, what was the outcome there and if there are any other updates. So I can just pull up, I have Jane's minutes here, and what I can do is go over perhaps what the what we talked about or what the results or what were in the minutes from the last meeting, and then we can have discussion on the item.
What is the item?
Okay, there are four. So I'll start with the first one. And the first one is the GM expense reimbursement procedures. And from the minutes was that Hicks is working on implementation plan to be brought to NFC for review. Okay. So, Lonnie, can you give us an update on that?
Sure. Well, I don't have a written plan, but I did go over.
Can you hold just a second? There is background noise, so if someone who's in an open room, if they can mute, that would be great. Thank you.
I did go over this particular item with the general managers and with the business managers,
mm-hmm.
and identified this and some other recent board policies, including the contracts policy, on a conference call, and started the process around implementation on these items plus the contracts policy for a total of four. The GM expense reimbursement was understood by the GMs, by the business manager, and people have been complying thus far. At least we've gotten two people who have submitted their proposed reimbursements for approval. Of course, we were starting in mid-process, so some people had already gotten reimbursement, but everyone's been put on alert. The process is looking like an email process, and the business managers are taking the initiative in the sense that some of them are sending along to Greg and myself any proposed reimbursement, and in a way, I think that's a good way to do it. And they're sending it along. So at this point, I can say the process has started. Although I haven't written up a plan, but what I will do is I will ask for feedback on this. I've asked for feedback on all four of these. The folks want to give feedback, but I will write it up and give you folks feedback on all the four or five policies that the board recently passed, and we'll do it as a package. I think the feedback session is scheduled for the 17th.
This is Dave.
Please.
I don't believe we passed all of them. We because of time. I think, if my memory serves, and I remember checking the minutes, I think the only thing we passed was the
Spanish language, right.
Thing, and we deferred the reporting and the dotted line reporting measure and the reimbursement thing. I could be wrong about that, but that's my memory.
And did I get that wrong?
Germane, and it's germane because I think there was an issue, at least that Eva told me about, with the reimbursement policy having to do with the fact that it makes it hard for her. She has to use her credit card on many station expenses, as do many of the managers, and so to have to go through another step would make it difficult for them, and she had suggested an alternative, which would be a monthly review or something like that, or a regular review of reimbursements, but not delaying it by running it through that process before they could be reimbursed.
This is Jane.
Please, go ahead.
I thought you told us last time they had passed.
Yeah,
did we?
Yeah, you said so.
Okay, well, then maybe my memory is wrong, because I thought that we didn't actually consider them because of time at the meeting, but maybe, you know, I'm sorry, there's just so much that I'm keeping track of right now.
Well, should we double-check? Are the minutes available somebody to double-check?
I'll look right now.
Because the other thing that we can do in terms of looking at the Finance Committee is to, I know Lonnie had compiled motions from 2004, so the other item, what I'll try to do and work with Casey is to always have as backup for the meeting all finance motions or pending motions, so we can each person will have easy access to that. That's a doable thing.
In about 2 minutes, I'm going to lose my cell reception, and then I'll call back in about 5.
Okay.
This is Jane, right?
Okay, well, yeah, I see you, Jane's. I'm sorry, may I speak?
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, some of the minutes do say that we approved those three. That's the minutes of this group, and I reported it, so I must have checked that. So I will withdraw my comment. I still do think we need to talk and think about this, if it's causing a problem, and if it can be done by a post-review or something like that.
Hey, Dave, could we update on these three at the next meeting?
That's good to me.
Yeah, because the feedback will be back by then, an alternative suggestion. I know Eva had some ideas, so some other folks, so maybe we can have an update then.
Great.
We'll make it workable for people.
Is there any other discussion? Anyone else who, in terms of working with their business managers, or have suggested anything how this would work? Well, just another, this is what I was going to add at the very end, is that there's basically, we talked about this, I guess, in the past, was like there's always a standard authorization limit type of layout format that we can have, and it would basically speak to all of these, like to check requests, travel authorization, expense reports, invoices. You can look at personnel requisitions, purchase requisitions. So actually I have a format from my prior job, which was like 10 years ago. But I can type this up or actually scan it and send this in so that all of those items will be laid out, and there will be basic approval levels and amounts, and in terms of who can approve up to a certain, up to each management level. Okay, let's just go over quickly on the dotted line relationship. You said you will update these, Lonnie, you said you'll update all of these items based on your feedback, and you'll have those ready for the 20th?
Yeah, I think we're meeting on the 7th. We get a conference call set up for the 17th, I believe, and then, you know, people will give their feedback, and I'll have that ready for you, so.
Okay, and so just to let you know, the second was a dotted line reporting relationship from station business manager to CFO. And the other was the national Spanish language budget. So I would think that we'd need to know exactly how much we're looking at there and if there has been a detailed budget outline for that. Do you have that from KPFK? That must have come from KPFK, Lonnie, is that correct?
Yeah, Eva mentioned it. We mentioned it to Eva on the call. She is gathering that budget. She does not have it at present. But she said that way. That 17th call, we're presuming she'll have it before then, and we'll discuss it on the call for the 17th. That will involve all the GMs.
Okay, and just quickly, the dotted line reporting relationship from station business manager to CFO. This is just you will get feedback on that, or you don't have? Do you have any update on that at all?
We went over it with the business managers. And
right. When was your meeting? I'm sorry to interrupt.
I think we had our conference call. It was a Tuesday.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a call at which we went over these items.
So is there a basic understanding of, you know, what that means with the business managers and also...
Yes. Some of them had assumed that was the case already. Others just wanted to go into a dotted line. But it basically means is they feeling that, that they can consult with the CFO on any issues related to budget that they're or discussions they're having with the GM. Say if there's an item that's outside the budget or an unauthorized expense. They're understanding now from this that they have a dotted line relationship with the CFO. They can pick up the phone and call me along with the GM and help to resolve those issues. And out of it, you know, can come budget changes and proposals for changes in procedures, and just makes it a much more above board relationship.
Okay, very good.
Very good.
Please, Dave.
So one of the questions that Eva asked me was, what does it mean if, or what happens if she asks for information and the CFO asks for information at the same time? In other words, she wanted to be clear of, does it imply some kind of parallel supervisory role for the CFO, or does it not?
Well, it's not a supervisory role. It's an information and problem sharing role, and that's you know, it's like every GM has a different concept of the relationship to the business manager. Every business manager has a different concept. We're trying to bring them more into harness, and it's an information sharing, and it's not a supervisory role, but it is information sharing. We do a lot of that already. So if there's a one person wants information and the GM wants information, I don't see a conflict, an inherent conflict there. At least, we have the problem, we'll deal with it, you know, but I'm not seeing that it's been an issue so far.
Okay, great. Is there any other discussion on this? The other was, I believe I proposed a motion, I guess, at the last PNB meeting about convening a national finance staff meeting at the Pacifica National Board meeting that would include treasurers, business managers, and I know Lonnie had spoken on this again, so have you considered that again, or in terms of, I know when you had spoken at the last your conference, hello, is there someone coming on board? Lonnie had spoken about the conference call, which sounds really great, so in terms of doing that, I mean, is that kind of part of that, you're moving toward calls in terms of gathering either business managers, treasurers, or whatever together, or do you have any other thoughts or suggestions about, again, bringing the treasurers to the Pacifica National Board meetings and the effectiveness of that in terms of planning for finance?
Well, you know, I think that the conference call, I still think the conference call is a good idea, and there are several reasons. One is that there may be, at that point, the budget changes, and it sure would be nice to have everybody that's involved in that process able to talk about it. The budget timetable does require that the treasurers, we convene the treasurers group to look at the budget timetable. It certainly would be appropriate to have the business managers also work with us around that process. So I think that a conference call, which we could arrange before the board meeting or at the board's meeting, with the treasurers and with the business managers, does make sense to me, because we will have issues that will require, you know, everyone having the same information.
Thank you. So is there any other discussion about this? So, Lonnie, would you like to... I think the original motion was to have some type of meeting. So a conference call, would you be willing to put this in a motion for the following PNB meeting, which will be held in New York, I believe?
We're in New York, right?
For June, is that correct? I believe that's correct.
In June, it would also be looking forward to the September meeting where a new budget would be on the table. So I guess the motion would be resolved that at the June PNB, that a conference call be arranged with the treasurers, the business managers, and appropriate national staff to identify budgetary, finance, and finance-related issues for discussion.
And
I'll volunteer to set up the other.
I'm going to need a little help with that. What I have is, at the June PMB meeting, that a conference call be arranged with the treasurers, business managers, and appropriate national staff to identify
budget and financial issues for forwarding to the PNB. And the reason I use that language is that you want to not just discuss procedures, but it may be some policy suggestions that might come out of that meeting. So I wouldn't want to rule it out.
May I speak to the motion?
Please. You have the motion there?
Yeah, I think it's too short notice if it's going to come to the PNB meeting, to that very PNB meeting. I'm unclear why. I mean, if what we're talking about is five NFC members and Lonnie sitting together listening to a teleconference with the other people, I think we could just as easily do it before that meeting on a teleconference.
Yeah, we will have material before that teleconference. I was thinking that would be the wrap-up before that quarterly process before the new budget is presented to the board in September. But agreed, that's true. You could do a call beforehand, before that date, of course, and start the process. As I said, the budget timetable does require a treasurer call here in the month of April. Anyway, having the treasurers and I and whoever else, stakeholders, look at that budget timetable. So, agreed.
This is Lori. May I, since this is informal, speak to the motion. I like the idea of the motion because I think it's based on my original motion. I guess this is an amended motion that it allows us to speak to specific issues in addition to, as Lonnie say, any type of policy or procedure that might come out of this. And I think finance is important enough to actually have a meeting and to at the PNB and to be able to do the conference call at a set time so that the treasurers and any staff or whoever that Lonnie deems needs to be on the call will know the time and that will be able to make themselves available, and that we really, really, I think, going into the whole budget calendar, which you guys have done which all of us have done a really good job on, that this would really be a good way to actually keep this in motion, keep the momentum. So, any other discussion on this? Greg, are you there? Do you have any ideas, suggestions?
Sorry, no, I don't have anything to add to this
right now. Okay. All right, so, was there a second to the motion, to the amended motion?
Doesn't need a second.
Okay, we're in committee. Okay. So the motion then, what we'd like to do is, we'd like to have a vote on the motion. Okay.
I'll withdraw an objection in the interest of time.
Okay.
If anyone else has a problem with it.
There is, please. Someone said something?
This is Jane. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
What is the motion?
Dave, would you please read it?
June PMB meeting, a conference call be arranged with the treasurers, business managers, and appropriate national staff to identify budget and financial issues for forwarding to the PMB. And actually, could I clarify? Does that include NFC members?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to modify to say a conference call be arranged with the NFC.
And business managers, too.
See, business managers and appropriate national staff. That the NFC implies the treasurers.
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
And the PMB members. Okay, so it's at the June PMB meeting. There's a conference call to be arranged with the NFC business managers and appropriate national staff to identify budget and financial issues for forwarding to the PMB.
Okay, and so financial implications, or if in terms of the cost of this, it would only be the conference call that we would have to arrange, right?
Yeah, that's workable.
Okay.
Just a quick question.
Sure, Brian.
If it's a conference call, what's the point of having it during an in-person meeting of the whole PMB? I'm sorry if I'm coming in late on this.
I think, would someone like to speak about this, or should I?
One advantage, though, if I can, LaVarne, is that with that conference call, the other members of the delegation from each station would be present, so there'd be the ability to talk to those delegates who will be voting, you know, if there's any policy suggestions. So it's a way of bringing together all of the stakeholders. And over financial-related issues, and especially last-minute ones that might come up, or procedures or policy.
When you say the other delegates, you mean the full PNB would be on the conference call?
No, just if there was a need coming out of, say, from the business managers or treasurers, you'd have available, we could pass right along to those other representatives from the stations, any thoughts that the business people had around certain issues.
Well, I'll leave the mechanics to you all because you know better what those meetings are like, but I'll raise my concern, which is that there's a cost to Pacifica just to have you all in one place for a big meeting. You know, hotel, airfare, you can break down the cost of a weekend-long meeting hourly. If the absence of the members of this committee is keeping the rest of the PNB from doing business during that time, then we might want to look into having that call the week before or something. But I'm not going to block it. Just throw my concern out.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Okay. So then I think this motion, this amended motion is...
actually, there is... I have another question about it.
Please.
When are we contemplating doing this? Does that mean we come in early on Thursday and do it on Thursday?
I don't... well, just from my viewpoint, I would say no. But,
well,
Lonnie, what are you thinking?
I don't think we have to come in early to do it. We're talking about a conference call that may be an hour, hour and a half.
Right.
This is Jane.
Okay, so...
Yes. I'm sorry. Jane? Then as soon as Jane finished, then Dave. Okay.
Could we pencil this in and then talk about it again next month, you know, when it gets a little bit closer and make sure that it still makes sense?
If I can speak to that, the problem with doing that is basically we need to plan ahead, and like if when we're constructing the agenda for that meeting, we need to be aware that this group wants to do that then, and so try and accommodate that in the schedule. So if you wait and say, well, it's a maybe, it makes it more difficult to plan.
Yeah,
so I think we should either decide to do it or decide to not do it and then go from there. That's my own feeling.
May I respond?
Please, Jane.
Because Brian's concerns make sense to me, and I'm thinking that we could plan on it, okay, but then I would just think we should think about it at least six to 8 weeks before that June meeting, and say, okay, is this really, you know, the best timing with everything else that's going on? Because I can't picture why we need to have it right, you know. In other words, why can't we just have it on the Monday before the June meeting like we're going to do next week? Right now I can't picture why we would have to cram it in on Thursday night.
No, it's not Thursday night. I'm
or
sorry.
Whenever it would be. At this point, I don't know what would be the advantage of doing it during the PMB versus the Monday prior, but if people think that we're going to be at a point right then where we really need to have a meeting, then, I don't want to block it either. I think, well, let's just go ahead and schedule it since several people think that that's a good timing. But then I'm just saying let's come back and review it again in May or, you know, the middle of April, and make sure that it still makes sense.
Dave,
Okay.
I'm going to change my mind and say that I'm opposed to it, just because I know how demanding these meetings get, how much we typically have to do at them, how precious the time for board members to be talking to each other is. One of the things that Brian points out about the expense that we go to, that's the one time when we can be talking to each other. And again, if we're going to be sitting together on what is basically a conference call for most people, I would far prefer to do it ahead of time so that we go into the meeting with a sense of what it is we want to bring to the body. From that, we know when in the meeting we're going to bring it forward and how it fits in with other business we've already dealt with. So I think that I'm going to change my position to opposing doing this.
I can offer an amendment.
Okay, Lonnie.
Well, what if we were to say at the June board or before? That way we still have the flexibility.
That's fine.
Jane?
Sounds good.
Okay. You have that motion. You have the words in there, Dave?
Okay. Yes, I do.
Could you read it, please?
Tick, tick, tick. Okay, at or before the June PNB meeting, that a conference call be arranged with the NSC business managers and appropriate national staff to identify budget and financial issues for forwarding to the PNB.
Okay.
And who's responsible for arranging it under the resolution?
I'll do it.
The CFO.
How about you and I, LeVar?
I'll help you, Lonnie. That would be great. So are there objections?
Okay, so I'm amending it to the CFO and NFC chair will convene.
Okay. Are there objections? Okay, so the motion is moved. Thank you. The time is about 6:10. And we've been on the call since about 5:25. I think we were like kind of ahead of time here. The next topic was the budget calendar status itself. So can I just ask, Dave, you're there, can you just take over for a couple of minutes? I just need to go and check on the people, my guardian. I'm the guardian, my little dogs. But give me 2 minutes and I'll be right back. Okay? Thank you.
Okay, I'm just finishing up writing the... okay, so the budget calendar status. That one I know that we haven't yet passed, and we need to, but I don't... I put that on the agenda for tomorrow's National Board teleconference. I don't see any problems with it being approved at that time. I think it'll just sail through. And I note that Lonnie has sent around a notice, a call for... comment on budget priorities, so that's great. So it looks like it's moving. I don't know.
Did that come out today?
Yes, and I don't know that there's anything else we need to comment on. But if anybody would like to, now's the time. Okay, hearing none, then we're on to the CFO report. Lonnie, you want to take it away?
Yeah, I'll be brief. I did do the CFO report, and you have the January financials. And I'm hoping, I'm working hard to try to have the February financials available on or before the board meeting, because it's always valuable to have the latest month possible. But we are under a deadline here to send out the board packet. Our deadline is tomorrow, and we plan to send it out, the board packet itself, next week. So I'm trying to at least get January out. If there's any way to get February, I'll do that. But let me just, for those of you that, to take you through the CFO report, and I'll be brief, and, of course, the report, and I'm referring now to an email that says CFO Finance and Board Report for January 2006. I did it as a Word attachment because the Excel spreadsheet is getting so large that people are having trouble opening it. And so I took a few suggestions from folks and put a summary of that huge spreadsheet in Microsoft Word, which is makes it easier to access for certain people without trying to deal with that whole spreadsheet. The second thing I did is I included more graphs at the suggestions of folks. I did, I'm testing out with this particular CFO report a fixed format. I did hear some folks saying, well, it would be nice to have it be standardized, so every month it would be in the same format. So I'm testing out a format. Hope that feedback welcome on it. And then I've added a couple of sections where I would be reporting out on activities that as CFO that I've been involved in the month, and implementation, which is follow-up. So sort of what we've done here at this Finance Committee meeting on if we have particular policies or motions that the committee or the board has enacted, then you want to sort of have a follow-up with, an idea of what implementation activities are ensuing. Let me just go to a quick summary. We're at the fourth month in our fiscal, and what I do is I project from the month to September 30th. The report has the monthly financials for those that can take that spreadsheet and open up the hidden columns. You'll see a monthly report budget versus actual. You'll see a YTD, which is year-to-date report, in the they're there normally and have been for at least a couple of years. And then you have a forecast, which is looking at the numbers and talking to business managers and general managers and other folks about their spending plans for the next 8 months, a forecast. And that's to September 30th, so that we're constantly trying to see how we will end the fiscal so we can spot a problem and have adequate time to deal with any issues that we might see. And on that CFO report, our budget called for us to end on September 30th with a surplus of $919,000. We look like we'll have $153,000 more than that. Remember, this is just a projection. It's done every month, and, of course, it may change. We'll end up with $153,000 more than that. Positive variances, that is to say, folks who will exceed the budget, include PRA by $49,000, National Office by $52,000. KPFA will have a negative variance, not a deficit, but a negative variance. Their budget was $190,000. It looks like they'll come in at $71,000. And the reason is they're looking at some extraordinary legal and other kinds of expenses that they did not anticipate. So at this point, and we don't have anything finalized, it looks like they will have a variance in the $118,000, $120,000 range. KPFK will have a surplus of $32,000 over budget. KPFT is around $14,000 under budget. WBAI is showing $6,412 over, and I'll go into WBA in a minute.
Excuse me, $6,400 over what?
Over their budget. Their budget called for $19,000, and it looks like they'll come in at $26,000 for a $6,000 positive variance after cash and capital. $6,412. WPFW, there will be over their budget by $144,000. And part of this is driven by the increases in CPB money. And you can see that work partially at T, but all the stations got somewhat of an increase. So that is very helpful. Going down below, I make some summary points, which is section C. And it basically tries to explain what the numbers are. It says 153 is nice, but we under-budgeted at 919 our monthly. Monthly one-month proviso would have us about $1.5 million or so. But 919 is better than nothing, and love to have 1.5, but we will manage. The reason that it is somewhat of an issue is that as we move into the next year, which will be an election year, we will spend $250,000 on elections. So it would be nice going into that year with more savings in the bank. On the listener support, I do point out in my CFO report that on projection, we budgeted 12.8 for listener support. Looks like it might be close to 12.6. That would be 200,000 off. And so listener support might not come in at budget and might be down. Last month it looked like 400,000. This month it's like 200,000.
And I give a little bit of the history of listener support in a graph, comparing 04, 05, and the projected for 06. And then I have a chart that shows that between 04 and 05, listener support went up 524,000 or 4.4%. But on projection between 05 and 06, listener support looks to likely to go up 248,000 or 2%. Not as much. And that we can speculate on the reasons why, and maybe, of course, people will be trying to do something about that in the next 8 months. But to hear from the perspective of the fourth month, that's how it's looking. I do summarize some key revenue sources and what their variances are. Listener support has a negative variance of 213,000. We certainly will hope to get that number changed and going down. Donations are up, mainly because folks are focusing on donations now and looking at major donors and looking at mail drops and looking at other ways to raise money off air. Community events income is down, and that's coming from people are not emphasizing in the community events as we had done before, and that budget is showing a variance of a couple hundred thousand. And then our SCA monies are going down by a couple hundred thousand. That source of revenue is going down. Salaries pretty much flat. They only go up by 33,000. And people ask, why is that? Answer, we had cutbacks at several stations. And this shows up as a relatively flat gross salary line. Although the benefits never go down, and overall salaries and related go up by 122,000, and there's a consultant line item that's up. The reason for that is that I think that will change in the next report when I went to have a look at it. I saw there were some one-time factors there, and they won't be in the next forecast, so that number will go down. And I think that the consultant line item will be close to budget by the next report. Finally, at the end of the year, I mentioned we would be 919. A budget of 919, we'll have 153,000 more than that. Of course, that might change next month, but right now that's how it's looking. Then I finish with the fund drive results, this February's latest fund drive. And it's in a chart form, just trying to make it easy. And it shows that KPFA had a goal of 995,000 and came in at 982. They were 13,000 away from goal, but they have plans to make that money up. KPFK had a budget of goal of 980 and coming at 1,022,000, and they're above that, and they exceeded goal by the 42,000 in this case, although someone tells me it's more than that now. KPFT had a goal of 350 and came in at 329, 21 under. WPFW had a goal of 490,000 and came in at 518, 28 over. And then WBAI had a goal of 950 and they came in at 903,000. I just verified that again this morning with Indra. And in addition to that, they had a pledge of in their building fund of $100,000, $20,000 a year over the next 5 years. So WBAI could have been much worse.
Could you repeat what did they get in their building fund?
They got a pledge from an anonymous donor of $100,000 toward a building fund for the station.
Oh, wow.
Which would be paid out over the next 5 years at $20,000 a year. And I understand that an initial check has been received. So WBAI, we will book it in the county. You book the pledge, but the cash is either 10 or 20,000. I'm trying to verify the check, but that's very good for them. So that's helpful. I finish with two sections. One called activities, where I discuss some major activities during the month that I've been engaged in, and there I talk about the trip I made to New York to discuss with them the fund drive, whether in the middle of that drive, talk about fund drive strategies, off-air strategies, fulfillment strategies,